Phoneboy did an episode of Phoneboy Speaks, which you can find at phoneboy.com. He did episode 163 on Tim Cook speaking to Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher at All Things D Conference, D11, whatever it's called. And he made the comment that basically Tim Cook didn't say anything at all of interest and there was really no point in the whole thing, and that people shouldn't have expected Tim to say anything. Well, I think it would have been, there would have been some point to it, and it would have been way more interesting if your supposed experts, Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher, had had some sort of imagination in their head. They could have asked him anything. They had Tim Cook sitting in front of them to ask anything they wanted. And what did they do? They spent time badgering him about Apple TV, iWatch, all these things that Apple's never going to talk about, whether or not they're doing something, and if so, what is it? They know, everybody knows, Apple's not going to talk about stuff that they're working on but that hasn't been released, or that they're not working on but maybe have ideas for. They're just, it's never going to happen. And they completely wasted their time and ours by spending time yakking about that kind of stuff. They did cover the tax issue, which I thought was fine. Where I would have liked to have seen more attention was them asking why, you know, maybe they should have thought about Wall Street Journal a little bit more. Maybe they should have thought about some of the press coverage and the stock price and Wall Street. You know, they talked a little bit about the innovation thing, but where are people's brains thinking that every year Apple has traditionally released some miracle? They never have. They've done maybe five times, six times, whatever, they've released something that's truly game-changing, and everything else is just incremental improvements on those things. It's been that way forever. So basically, in my opinion, they just wasted everybody's time with stupid questions that didn't mean anything, didn't go anywhere, and had no chance of being answered when they could have gotten some interesting information out of him. Show us why people are wrong when they say that you're not doing as well as they used to because your profits are down, even though you're selling as much, if not more, than ever. And instead, they just wasted their time with stupid questions that nobody was ever going to answer. So I blame it on them. I think if they would have had some imagination and some brain in their head, it would have been a completely different experience.